Hello, this is Randy Thompson from the North Carolina Reading Service. Welcome to Music Review. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. For the next half hour, I shall be reading articles about music from such sources as the New York Times, the News and Observer, the Week Magazine, Rolling Stone, and Entertainment Weekly. Music Review is underwritten by Bill McClure, tuning pianos in the Raleigh area since 1968. For more information or to schedule a piano tuning appointment, please call 919-779-1755. This program is designed to provide the latest coverage of classical, folk, jazz, blues, rock, country, and pop music news. But first, these musical trivia questions. Today's trivia questions come to us from the website onthisday.com. Question number one, what was the title of the very first country album to top the U.S. pop album chart? Was that A, Back in the Saddle Again? Was it B, Ring of Fire? Was it C, Honeysuckle Rose? Or was it D, Jolene? The first country album to top the U.S. pop album chart. Which one was that anyway? And question number two, who was the first international star to perform in South Africa following the end of the UN cultural boycott of that country's apartheid policies? Was that A, Elton John, B, Paul Simon, C, Joan Baez, or D, John Lennon? So who was that star performing in South Africa anyway? The answers to these two important trivia questions will be given, as usual, at the end of today's program. Our transitions come to us from that same website, onthisday.com. And today, quote-unquote, is the weekend of January the 9th. Well, it was on this very day back in 2003 that George Strait was introduced into and inducted into the Texas Cowboy Hall of Fame in Fort Worth, Texas. George Strait's Country Hall of Fame induction, 2003, today. And it was 46 years ago today, 1979, that a benefit concert called A Gift of Song was held at the United Nations General Assembly in New York. The performers included Olivia Newton-John, Rita Coolidge, the Bee Gees, Rod Stewart, Donna Summer, John Denver, Kris Kristofferson, ABBA, and Earth, Wind, and Fire. A UN benefit concert today, back in 1979. As you'll soon hear, today's program pays tribute to that common New Year's resolution, the need for more exercise. I know, it's a bit early in the Music Review program to discuss music technology, but today's theme, workout music, warrants it. This is an article written by Kay Ireland, published in LiveStrong.com on the 11th of January, 2014, entitled Beats Per Minute Music Tracks for Exercise. Music can be a major motivating factor when it comes to exercise. A study published in the 2006 issue of Journal of Sports Medicine and Physical Fitness found that music can be a helpful distraction when exercising, reducing the stress you may feel from fatigue. The beats per minute of a song can help you time reps and use a cadence when participating in cardiovascular activity. The right tracks based on beats per minute can help you focus during each component of your workout. During the warm-up, every workout should begin with a proper warm-up. An ideal warm-up combines the stretching of each major muscle group with dynamic stretching like jogging on the spot or dancing to warm the muscles. Warm-up music should be in the 115 to 120 beats per minute, or BPM, range. The trick is to choose a song that is motivating for you to get started with your workout that has a slow tempo but isn't too sleepy. Try songs such as Teenage Dream by Katy Perry, Blah 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 by Keisha, or Billie Jean by Michael Jackson. Weightlifting. When lifting weights, it's important to increase the BPM of the music without going too fast. Listening to a too fast song could inspire you to attempt to lift faster. Not only could this cause injuries from poor form, but it's less effective than lifting with slow and steady control. Songs with a mid-range BPM of 130 to 140 with a clear beat and heavy bass are best, since it's easy to hear the downbeat as you lift. Songs like Somebody Told Me by The Killers, Mercy by Duffy, and The Way You Move by Outkast all have the right steady beat. If you're a slow to moderately fast walker, choose songs that are in the 120 to 140 BPM range. If you're looking for your music to help you stay pumped up for faster runs, try music that's in the 145 to 160 BPM range. This is the pace for a run as opposed to even a faster walk. Select music that is upbeat and enjoyable. Not only can the music help you stay breathing, motivated, and push yourself, you can also use the beat to time to your cadence for proper breathing. Songs such as Run by Gnarls Barkley, Speechless by Lady Gaga, and Run It by Granddaddy Soul can all help get you in the mood for power through the cardio workout. And then there's cool down. Once you're finished exercising, it's time to reduce your heart rate slowly to avoid dizziness after exercising. When selecting songs for a cool down, choose tracks that are relaxing and help you top off your workout with positive feelings. You'll want to drop back down to 120 BPM area for a cool down that includes stretching and possibly meditation. Won't Go Home Without You by Maroon 5 and Under Pressure by David Bowie and Queen can help you mellow out at the right pace to end your workout on a high note. By the way, the website beatspermitteonline.com, that's one word by the way, introduced this technology, a beats per minute calculator and counter. You simply tap a key on the touchscreen or mouse to the beat of a song to find your BPM and a tempo in seconds. See also there's a free online metronomes that measure BPM ranging from slow and solemn, about 40 beats per minute, to largo, 40 to 60, lento, 60 to 66, adagio, 66 to 76, andante, moderate at a walking pace, 76 to 108, moderato, 108 to 120, allegretto, 120 to 132, allegro, fast and bright, 120 to 168, vivace, about 140, presto, very fast, 168 to 200, and prestissimo, that's extremely fast, 208 and above. Go to bestmetronome.com for a download. Okay, now that we've got a feel for what a BPM is, let's put those New Year's resolutions about losing weight and getting more exercise to the test. If country music is your preferred genre, how about this workout piece from Shania Twain called Party for Two? Yeah. I'm having a party. The website Shape.com recommends modern country crooners like Miranda Lambert and Little Big Town, plus longtime favorites like Tim McGraw and Toby Keith. Thanks largely to the crossover success of female singers like Shania Twain, Faith Hill, and Taylor Swift, country music has had an increased presence in the top 40 for the last couple decades. But there's more to this musical genre than the work of these game-changing ladies. Shape.com presents a list of country songs and singers that is likely to please any enthusiast. Alan Jackson, for example, and Zac Brown's Dixie Highway at 111 BPM is one of those. Florida Georgia Line, and this would be something like Cruise at 74 BPM. Luke Bryan and Luke Bryan's Kiss Tomorrow Goodbye at 115 BPM. Leanne Rimes, and Leanne Rimes does this with her song that is about 120 BPMs. And Dierks Bentley, he does 5-1-5-0, that's the name of his song, at 118 BPM, to mention but a few. So how about a Rascal Flatts song set to an exercise BPM? Well, here's Rafferty performing that type of version of Flatts' Me and My Gang. Be aware that the website Power Remix has mixed popular music from virtually every genre to exercise BPM levels. The one produced for country music, from which the song playing in the background is from, is called Cardio Country Workout Mix. Yes, even classical music has the BPMs necessary to get a good workout, and here we have an example of that. From cmuse.org, we see this. Whether you're running on a waterfront or a treadmill, or you're just walking 100 floors on the Stairmaster, we have come up with a selection of 10 pieces of classical music that can motivate you, energize you, or if you really hate doing what you're doing, make your training session less of an ordeal. Your perfect warm-up track, Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake Suite. Szarda. Like the original Hungarian folk dance, Tchaikovsky's Szarda starts in a slow tempo and ends in a very fast tempo. This will give you a minute to slowly build your heart rate up in order to make the most out of your workout. Mozart's Eine kleine Nachtmusik, first movement, is another recommended classical music piece for exercise, especially the Allegro for training purposes. Holst's suite, Mars, has a steady rhythm achieved with 5 beats relentlessly hammered out, which will help you keep a steady pace, especially if you are engaged in some cardio activity. And then, of course, there's Wagner's Ride of the Valkyries. Imagine a rocky mountaintop with scattered stormy clouds and 4 fully armored Valkyries waiting to perform their duty, transporting fallen heroes to Valhalla.
The piece is in three time. Its tempo is moderate, and the swelling mass of strings at the beginning prepare us for the main theme, whose strong brass parts provide a very martial feel. When you work out, you definitely want to feel like a warrior riding to battle. Apparently, however, it's not safe to listen to it while driving a car. Other classical pieces to consider: Strauss's Radetzky March, Strauss's Die Fledermaus, Bizet's Carmen, Prelude to Act 1, Kachaturian's Saber Dance, Grieg's In the Hall of the Mountain King, Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 4. And this is Wagner's Rite of the Valkyries, performed by Marian Pinka and the Budapest Symphonic Orchestra in the background right now. But if you like classical music and want to add a little more backbeat to your exercise regimen, why not try this compilation of classical music pieces set to an exercise BPM level? So if you prefer classical music but feared that the only rock and pop music were used in exercise programs, think again. Every genre has music with appropriate BPMs for all phases of a well-rounded exercise program: warm-ups, high intensity, and cool-downs. Keeping New Year's resolutions requires motivation, and motivation is enhanced with whatever environment pleases you personally the most. And this is Hooked on Classics, Parts 1 and 2, playing in the background right now. And in jazz music for exercise, we have these selections. Scott Douglas, in a 27 of July 2013 article in runnersworld.com, says, "You may have noticed that most of our playlists are made up of songs that are rock or pop or some amalgamation thereof. While short songs with a straightforward 4-4 beat can be great for running, don't overlook jazz, which is one of America's great contributions to world art. The complex rhythms and long songs can be great for running." The author goes on to name 13 jazz tunes that he particularly likes for exercise. And from jog.fm/jazz-workshop-songs, we have "On the Sunny Side of the Street" by BBC Big Band Orchestra, best for a 13.06-mile run, 119 beats per minute. Ella Fitzgerald's "Darktown Strutter's Ball," best for a 7.48-mile run at 172 BPMs. And "Pennsylvania 65,000" by Glenn Miller and his orchestra, best for a 10.36-mile run at 144 beats per minute. And this is Weather Report performing "Birdland" in the background right now. Perhaps the reason that so many exercise songs today are rock and pop tunes is due to the temporal overlap of developments in music technology and the evolution of popular rock music in all of its various forms. Disco music, as represented by the song playing in the background now, lends itself to the BPM range suited to exercise. As noted in the website songfacts.com, the bad girls are prostitutes. Donna Summer got the idea when she was working for Casablanca Records in Los Angeles. She sent her secretary on an errand which took her down Sunset Boulevard, a street known for illicit activity. The secretary, who was black, told Summer that the police harassed her, assuming she was a working girl. This raised the ire of Summer, but also provided inspiration for the song, which came together when she started ad-libbing lyrics in the studio. This was Summer's biggest hit. It was number one in the U.S. for 5 weeks, helping her earn the title the Queen of Disco. The famous toot toot and beep beep vocal interjections were something Donna Summer came up with in the studio after the track was finished. She felt the song sounded a bit empty in parts, so she made up some car sounds to simulate the horns calling for the attention of the prostitutes. And this is the power remix version of Donna Summer performing Bad Girls in the background right now. Another type of rock music, hard rock, was represented in today's intro music. That tune, a power remix of Steppenwolf's Born to Be Wild, became the first popular song to use the phrase heavy metal, which became a term for hard rock. This song was used in the 1969 movie Easy Rider, a counterculture classic starring Dennis Hopper and Peter Fonda as bikers who ride from Los Angeles to New Orleans. Partly because of its use in Easy Rider, this has become the song most associated with motorcycles, and it's great for exercise too. British Invasion rock also lent itself to exercise music. Here, for example, we have the Beatles performing their song Back in the USSR. This song has an interesting backstory, as noted in songfacts.com. The story of this song begins in India, where the Beatles were on a retreat learning transcendental meditation from their guru. Also on the retreat was Mike Love of the Beach Boys, who told us Paul McCartney came down to the breakfast table one morning saying, "Hey, Mike, listen to this." And he starts strumming and singing Back in the USSR. And I said, "Well, Paul, what you ought to do is talk about the girls around Russia, Ukraine girls, and then Georgia on my mind, and that kind of thing." He took that suggestion and crafted, like only Sir Paul can, a really great song. McCartney was impressed with the idea and used some Beach Boys elements in this song. Instead of California Girls, it was Moscow Girls. The title was inspired by Chuck Berry's Back in the USA. The song opens with the sound of an airplane flying from left to right across the speakers. Stereo is relatively new, so this was very innovative for the time. And it seems to lend itself well to an exercise regimen. Hey! So how did you do on today's important trivia questions? Well, the answer to our first question, what was the title of the very first country album to top the U.S. pop album chart? Was that A, Back in the Saddle Again, B, Ring of Fire, C, Honeysuckle Rose, or D, Jolene? Correct answer? Answer B, Ring of Fire. Johnny Cash became the first country album to top the U.S. pop album chart. That album hit number one on this very day, back in 1964. As noted in a 12/28/2025 Billboard.com article, top country albums originated as hot country albums in the January 11, 1964 issue of Billboard.
Johnny Cash's Ring of Fire, the best of Johnny Cash, headed the inaugural chart. The compilation was well-timed. Ring of Fire had headed Hot Country Songs for 7 weeks the previous summer and had crossed over to reach the top 20 on the Billboard Hot 100. And the answer to our second question, who was the first international star to perform in South Africa following the end of the UN cultural boycott of that country's apartheid policies? Was that A, Elton John, B, Paul Simon, C, Joan Baez, or D, John Lennon? Correct answer? Answer B, Paul Simon. As noted in a 2020 article in Biography.com by Rachel Chang, Paul Simon's initial trip to South Africa, a trip that laid the foundation for his 1986 album, Graceland, would redefine his career, but not without controversy. In the summer of 1984, a friend of mine, he said, gave me a tape of Township Jive, the street music of Soweto, South Africa. Township Jive music was very good summer music, happy music, Simon told Rolling Stone. It sounded like very early rock and roll to me, black, urban, mid-50s rock and roll. He then kicked off his Born at the Right Time tour in Johannesburg on January the 11th, 1992, symbolizing the end of South Africa's cultural isolation during the apartheid era. This concert marked the first major performance by a global star since the United Nations cultural boycott against apartheid South Africa was lifted. So, let's close out today's program with Johnny Cash's number one country album, Ring of Fire. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Music Review. Be sure to tune in at the same time next week. This program's also available as a podcast after the broadcast in our website, ncreadingservice.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. If you have a suggestion for music to feature on this program, please leave a message for me at 919-832-5138. I'm Randy Thompson, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Music Review, underwritten by Bill McClure. Tuning pianos in the Raleigh area since 1968. For more information or to schedule a piano tuning, please call 919-779-1755. So long. Until next time.